This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel continues to bomb Gaza Monday, and the United Nations Security Council has scheduled a meeting for 2200 GMT to talk about the situation. Meanwhile, Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters have targeted five Israeli posts along the border in the country's south. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports that Israel has warned them not to get involved.
Hezbollah's military media arm released a video showing snipers shooting at and destroying surveillance cameras along the Lebanon-Israel border. The move comes after days of exchanging fire that left several dead. Israeli troops were seen patrolling in northern Israel as tensions rise with Lebanon's Hezbollah. In the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran and Hezbollah not to get involved in the fighting. Don't test us in the north. Don't repeat the mistake you already made once, because today the price you will pay will be much heavier. The Israeli Prime Minister was referring to a vicious month-long war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. I'm Karen Chamas.
Colombia on Monday demanded that Israel's ambassador leave the country as a spat over President Gustavo Petro's remarks on the war with Hamas. Gali Dagan criticized Petro's comparison of Israeli attacks on Gaza with the Nazi persecution of Jews. He lashed out on social media at the rudeness of Israel's response to Petro, adding shame. Israel, one of the main providers of arms to Colombia's military, said it was halting those exports. This is